Roberts. U.S. Congress is poised to quickly usher through legislation to keep government running past Thursday's fiscal year-end deadline and avert a federal shutdown that had been threatened by Republican blockades. Senate Democrats say they will pass temporary legislation early Thursday, hours before the money runs out, to keep funding federal agencies until December 3rd. The bill, which includes $6.3 billion to help Afghan refugees and $28.6 billion in disaster aid, is expected to have broad cross-party support and should advance from the House of Representatives to the president's desk soon after the Senate gives its green light. This would be a win for President Joe Biden and his party, but the coming days are expected to be the most critical yet of Mr. Biden's presidency. This as he negotiates the tricky passage of two giant spending bills and a fix to lift the debt ceiling without the support of Republicans. A promised vote on a slimmer $1 trillion public works bill faltered amid stalled talks on President Biden's more ambitious package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi assembled her leadership team for an early morning meeting ahead of what would be a high-profile setback if voting on the public works bill fails or has to be scrapped. Pelosi told reporters, quote, "Our best interest is served by passing this bill today," end quote. Democrats are deeply at odds with trust torn as progressive lawmakers threaten to withhold votes on the roads and bridges infrastructure bill they view as insufficient unless it is paired with Biden's broader vision. In the narrowly controlled House, Pelosi has no votes to spare. A UN Security Council meeting on North Korea has been postponed by one day until Friday, diplomats said. The meeting requested by the United States, Britain, and France. This is VOA News. Kosovo agreed Thursday to withdraw police units from its northern border.